All right, let's do it. It's the classroom pledge from Miss Bullock's fourth grade class at John Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ontario woman's nose whistle reaches 44 decibels.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin. By the way, we'll get to the CMA review here in just a little bit. And we promised you $100, so let's do it right this very second. 509-441-0999. We're giving away $100 every half hour, 7, 7.30, 8, 8.30, and 9. And then we'll be out of money for the day. So,
well, what do they have to do?
Well, you got, it's kind of complicated. So you have to call.
Well, that's really it.
Yeah.
No guessing so an no, amount or any of that
no,
stuff.
No, just call and then talk to Steve, I guess.
Oh, well, lucky caller number 7, right?
That's it, yep. Okay. All right, go for it, Steve. $100 for caller 7, 509-441-0999. In the meantime, Kevin's news.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
I've got to give you a few little headlines here that are important as we head into December before we know it.
Man, I guess, huh?
You know, officially, we can kind of start to call it the holidays. Because next
well,
week,
week,
1 week
from
today, it's
yeah.
Thanksgiving. And this is one that will happen December 3rd. The lovers of the McRib rejoice. McRib is back December 3rd.
Why did I think that was a summer thing?
Yeah, I don't know, Jay. It's a, I think it's a comfort food.
I mean, it seems like it. I guess that's kind of dumb on my part. I guess maybe because it's barbecue and I was thinking it was... I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It's not their fault.
I guess I never thought about what time of year it came out.
Sure.
But I'm kind of with you. It does seem more summery than it does wintery. Oh, but
hold on a second, Kevin. Hey, Trish.
Hello.
I'm going to give you an option.
Okay.
Okay, so you were caller 7.
Yeah.
We can either give you $100 or Kevin could buy you a McRib on December 3rd. Which do you think you'd rather have?
Oh, I'll take $100.
Oh, wow. I am shocked by that.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I don't like onions on my food, so.
Okay. Well, I do like the rationale there.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. We'll give you $100 then, okay?
Oh, my God. That is so great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. Hold on for a second. I'll let Steve get all your info there. Congratulations to Trish.
We've taken the McRib to a different level this year because... So many people love the sauce on the McRib. I honestly think it's the only reason people really like the sandwich.
I realize now I've never had one.
It's a very kind of a sweet almost.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if they describe it here because you can actually buy a half gallon jug of the sauce for $20.
Well, that part's smart. I mean, why not?
Sandwich is $5. And if you just want to have some at your, you know, you can make them at home, then whatever you want to do.
I guess you could, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not necessarily the, you know, exact sandwich. I don't know if you can make that meat.
All it says is a seasoned boneless pork dipped in a tangy barbecue sauce topped with silver onions and tangy pickles.
Oh, yeah.
On a homestyle bun, clearly.
And I don't know if anybody... eats the McRib. If you take the onions off of it mm-hmm. and the pickles off of it,
right?
Why are you getting it? Maybe you just like the sauce. You know, never mind, Kevin. Stop it. Stop shaming people.
I do like the fact that you're just arguing with yourself.
Yeah. If I eat a McRib, it's because I want those onions and those pickles mixed with the sauce and the meat.
Yeah.
And just there it is. And I usually will get one a year and just say,
then you're over it?
Yeah, it's like okay. It wasn't as awesome as I thought it was going to be, but it was still pretty good.
That's probably why they don't keep it all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Now, the other thing, the shake, What's that one? The
shamrock shake? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, they could do that.
They could keep that year-round, and we'd be just fine,
I've never agreed with you more than right now.
Everybody story number would be fine. Two.
That would be, I mean, never in my life.
All right, well, from the...
30 wow, years.
From the saucy meat to getting sauced.
Oh.
Fireball is selling a special Christmas stocking that comes preloaded with a full bottle of cinnamon whiskey, but there's a twist. You don't just pull the bottle out of the stocking and sip on it.
Okay.
No, 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 no. There is a spout at the bottom of the stocking. So you just got it hanging by the fire or whatever. You just walk over there.
Oh, and the bottle fits nicely into the toe?
Yeah, it's built in. It's built into it. That's the
Then you just
walk over.
Is it in the top or the bottom, Kev? I'm trying to picture.
I don't know exactly location, but
probably ruining the story.
The bottom is where the drink comes out.
Yeah, I feel like
gravity and
sure,
stuff.
Like gravity and stuff.
Easier to fill up from the bottom. They say that do whatever you'd like. There's about 35 shots in one of the bottles. So you could just, you know, have little shot glasses
and pass them around. Yeah.
Or you could put your head under it.
That's
and
what
take
I was. I'm envisioning that, yeah. Yep.
They say it's your choice.
Well, I see it now.
What you do with it is up to you.
Yeah, I see it.
But the Fireball stocking stuffer. It's not really a stocking stuffer. It's a
stocking stuffed with Fireball. It's a stuffed stocking, yeah.
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 It's kind of an interesting idea, though.
Holiday-themed whiskey stocking.
And I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Fireball, creative, nice job.
Do you see what it says on the box?
No, I...
Hang it, slap it, pour it.
Hang it, slap it, pour it.
Pop it.
I don't understand the slap it part.
Slap it. I don't know, man. Does a slap make it come out?
I don't know. worth finding out, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a can of tomato sauce or something.
It's a ketchup.
But I was like, that would be really fun with other drinks, too. Like if the kids, you know, the kids love apple juice, and now they have a stocking they can drink out of.
Now, again, if someone comes over that doesn't know, they're going to think that's really bad parenting.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to him. He comes back. Yeah, they're not giving me my money back.
Kevin James.
They're not going to give me a refund over here. I'm like, Mom, let me talk to them. This is crazy. I'm the refund.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
By the way, Kevin, before you start that, that little rejoin there was with Nate Smith.
Yes.
When we interviewed him this week in Nashville. And when he was on the show last night presenting and he walked out and he's like, "Hey, Nashville." He just did that little laugh that he has.
Yes.
This made me laugh so hard. I was just like, yep, that's hilarious.
He is having fun, no doubt
always,
about it.
And I love that about him.
Here we go with the listener letter. "Hey, guys, I have a coworker who, for as long as I've worked here, has been parking in a handicapped parking spot. I never really thought much about it. He walks perfectly fine and seems to have no issues getting around. However, I'm also very much aware that not all handicaps are physically noticeable."
Mm-hmm.
"Again, that's not the issue. The issue is I overheard him and one of his buddies having a conversation about it. And it seemed he was telling the other guy that he can just go online and buy a handicap placard and then use it to park wherever he wants.
Oh.
It wasn't what appeared to be like a serious conversation, but more like two guys that were, you know, maybe parking where they shouldn't and just thinking it was cool. It has bothered me ever since. I didn't say anything since I wasn't part of the conversation, but now I'm feeling like I need to. One of my pet peeves is people who, you know, are using those clearly marked spots when they don't truly have a handicap. There are lots of things, there are a lot of people who actually need them. Should I say something?" That is from Janet.
Man, You can get a hold of us on the Runge Furniture Studio line at 509-441-0999. Huh.
Wait, can you really buy a placard online? I mean, of course you can.
I mean,
right?
I feel like, you know, anything online?
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say, why am I amazed by that? It's just a simple placard that would probably be pretty easy to duplicate. Are they the same in every state?
Or the placards?
Yeah, or do they make them different?
I mean, probably close enough to keep the regular person from saying anything to you. I don't know, you know, if like law enforcement, they may know the difference.
Because I think they're all blue, right?
As far
blue
as I know.
Or red. Like, unfortunately, I have one right now because with my heart failure stuff, and my doctor just said, yeah, there's days where you're probably going to need that.
Yeah.
And it just is, there's days I have, you know, a bad day, and it's just like,
yeah, I see red ones too. Right, you're right, Kevin.
Those are temporary, so
okay.
She will only give it out for 1 year and then review it.
I see that. I can see because it shows months and shows like an expiration date or something on it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like a license plate, exactly like a license plate or a license.
Oh, because it expires, you're saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to renew it.
And I don't know if the other ones are permanent. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Man, I'm looking at some of these, and I'm like, if I saw that hanging in a car, I wouldn't buy it. I mean, I wouldn't believe it.
But it's probably believable enough that you're not going to say anything. Are you going to say something to a coworker? Okay, that's the question.
Well, sometimes here, Jay, I park in a handicapped spot now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have my tag up most of the time. Mm. Because I'm just like, well, if anybody asks, I'll...
Well, I feel like you should put your tag up.
Well, I should. But you know what? It doesn't hang on my mirror. So I have to just lay it on the dash.
Yeah, which
is also illegal. That's not right.
Oh, that's wrong?
I could get a ticket for that.
Oh, okay, because it has to be hanging from your mirror.
It.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And so I would hope that I wouldn't get a ticket for that.
Well,
but
I mean, you should do your part and make sure that it's well displayed, I feel
that's
like.
That's what
to,
I do.
Just
I
to
just,
save
I
yourself
just lay
money.
It there so they can, you know, see it as good as possible. Every once in a while, I'll get it to stay on the mirror, but it's like the mirror's so big and fat, the back of it, it can't.
I feel like I don't know if I would say something the first couple times, but depending on the opportunity, there probably would become an opportunity where there might be a way to get into that conversation. Because obviously that's extremely lame.
It's lame. Like, I would definitely want to say something to him, and I'm usually not a say something guy, but at some point you'd be like, hey, why don't you know?
Kevin, it's so lame, it's more lame than illegal.
It's more lame than illegal. Is that what somebody said?
No, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, that is so lame. How lame is it?
Yeah, certainly the ticket. I got to imagine a ticket is pretty steep for
$250,
parking.
It says.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I thought it was more than that. But
well, that's enough to remind you.
That's what the internet says anyway. Hello, Jane Kevin Show.
Hi.
Howdy.
How are you guys?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I have handicapped plates on my car.
Yep.
And a coworker, I would do it anonymously. Otherwise, you're going to make issues that really don't need to be.
Easier to just like say, you know, like send them or leave a note or something on their desk
or
whatever.
Or go to management.
Or go to management. Okay.
Say, hey, you know, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, not cool.
No, it isn't cool because I have difficulty walking. So I at times really need that handicap spot.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's my thoughts on it.
What about maybe if they just allowed you like one good ramming of his car to get it out of there?
Oh, man. I would love it. I drive for a living. I'm a volunteer driver for medical to take people to
appointments.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm headed to my own right now, but it's really aggravating when you need it and somebody's a jerk.
Right, exactly. All right, well, thank you. Appreciate the call. Drive safe, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I will say it's a whole new world for me because there are times where I just won't use it. It's just where I'm like, wait, listen, I feel good today. I'll
sure.
be fine
yeah,
walking
I can see
in
that.
There and
yeah.
I won't use it. You know, I'll try to find a semi-close place, but sometimes like at the doctor's office, I'm like, okay, I'm not, there's probably people who are going to need that more than I need it today.
Kevin, you take a rubber band and you put it and you loop it around your sign and then you loop the rubber band around your mirror.
Jeez. Now I feel dumb. The Big 99. Yeah, that's a solution. Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So there you go. Furious 7. Well, that's what this list says, Steve. That might be wrong.
Kevin James.
I sometimes just read whatever's on a piece of paper.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Check out the podcast. It's pretty simple. All you got to do is download it. And then there we are whenever you want to listen to the show. Sometimes your schedule might change a little bit, but you don't want to miss something. It's super easy. And you can also check out the app. The app is free. And right now we are going to give you $100 just for being you. It's the simplest contest ever. Caller 7-509-441-0999. $100. We'll do it again at 8, 8:30, and 9 this morning. We're just celebrating Nashville's CMA week, so why not give away some money? So caller 7 right now for $100. 509-441-0999. What'd you think of the show overall?
I mean, what I saw of it was really good. Like, I watched the first hour altogether. I did not enjoy the opening monologue of the hosts. I don't know.
It's always just contrived.
So,
you know, it's
forced.
Yeah, it's always like
that. And I think they're all funny, fun people. I just almost wish they'd do away with that part.
Yeah.
Like, why do we need that?
I think that's fair, yeah.
Let's just do the rest of it. But, you know, other than that...
Well, when you're reading comedy, it's very rarely funny.
Right. And now there's three of you trying to work it together.
And get the tempo right and all the rest of it, yeah.
So that part wasn't my favorite, but I do enjoy all of those people who were hosting. So you just go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you just let it go.
I can deal with it. The performances I saw were great. I liked everybody that I saw. I missed the second hour.
Okay.
I had to make a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a week behind on Survivor. And so I was like, I can't get 2 weeks. I knew I wasn't going to watch last night's Survivor. So I was like, you know what? It's right now. Just do it. Watch Survivor. So I did. I watched Survivor. And that took, you know, like 48 minutes or whatever. And then I went back to watching the rest of the show.
Jacqueline.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm at work, but I'm being sent out to a different location, so I'm going to a different location.
That's not a punishment, is it?
No.
Okay. When you said it at first, I was like, Jacqueline, get to your room right now. I thought, oh, no, poor Jacqueline got punished already this morning.
Yeah, right.
Well, the good news is, how about $100 for you? Is that okay?
Hey. I'm definitely okay with that.
Yeah, you take it. See, it pays to have a chance to get into your car and go to another location and win $100. That's not bad.
Yeah. I just got in my car and turned the radio on. I was like, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. Look at that.
Seven. That's hilarious. All right. Well, hold on for a second. Enjoy the day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. By the way, Kevin, when you said you made a business decision and then you said you watched Survivor, I was like, wait. But the CMAs is actually part of what you're supposed to review
job.
No, I was like, what happened there?
It was a business decision.
I didn't know what that meant.
The show, the CMAs lost because I know I can watch all the clips I want to see online. And so that's where it was. And so I watched 2 hours of the show, missed 1 hour, and then went back and watched some of the videos this morning of stuff that I wanted to see.
Did you have a best and or worst performance that you...
The Jelly Roll and Ronnie Dunn singing Believe.
Yeah, I'm playing that song too.
Was as wonderful as I thought it would be.
I was pleasantly surprised on a lot of that. Jelly sounded good. I don't know if Kix was really playing the piano or not, but did a good job on the piano. Obviously, it's always Kix. He's harmonizing. Ronnie was insane.
So good. Ronnie Dunn is 74 years old.
Did I
make that up? I think he's 74.
He was
just go, dude, your voice sounds so perfect.
71, Kevin, but he appreciates it.
71. Yeah. I knew it. Somebody I looked up today was 74.
Who was it that we were looking up earlier?
Oh, well, that was Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jay Leno, 74. Thank you, Jay.
I will just say that overall, the CMA performances were very, very good. There was a couple that just, you know, missed the mark a little bit, but it's fine. We'll go over it in the 9 o'clock hour to see how we did on our predictions. I know that Vegas got a couple of them that were right spot on, and then a few that you went, whoa.
Okay.
Like even the Brooks and Dunn one in particular for winning the award
mm-hmm.
for... duo of the year. A bit of a surprise, I mean, even to them.
Yeah, but I guess when you do the reboot albums, you know, it gives you a little, you had something out there, which is not common for them lately.
No, I was just going to say, you know, there's a famous quote says, time is undefeated. I just say, not yet, I guess. Good. Thank you.
just, I say, not yet, I guess.
It's just so funny. And then they did, they were great when they came on for their acceptance speech. They were just like, here's the part about the CMAs. There's a couple of things. First of all, the CMAs, thinking that Brooks and Dunn has zero chance of winning, so they put him like 40 rows back.
Oh, no.
They were so far from the stage.
Were they really?
That it took them forever to get up there. And then Ronnie's just doing the thing because he's so surprised. He's literally shaking everybody's hand and kind of laughing. And it took him like, you know, in TV time, it seemed like 10 minutes. It was probably 20 to 30 seconds to get to the stage. And that's why Ronnie, when he gets up there, goes, I already know there. We've hosted this before. I know there's a producer backstage going, wrap it up. That took him too long to get to the stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe don't put him so far back then. That's how you know when you're nominated and you're sitting like 40 rows back. You're like, well, all right.
I don't think they think we're winning.
I think we'll just sit back and relax. They won't even show our faces when they announce our names as a nominee. That's how far back we're sitting.
They did, though, didn't they?
They did. They did a cutaway to it. But it was just hilarious because Ronnie's face the whole time they're walking up there, it's like, well, I need to stop and take a time out. They just walked 3/4 of a mile trying to get to the stage.
I will say that Megan Maroney as the new artist, that's always that one where you...
It's a bit of a surprise.
You win, and I think it's surprising for them, right? Like, where I think anybody who wins in that category genuinely is like, I'm surprised. It could have been anybody in that.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, and so... But I thought she did a good job with her speech, and I will say she... She relates to young girls. Like, my granddaughter was so intrigued with her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Papa, look at her dress. That is so pretty. Right. And look at her. Yeah. And she's like, look at her microphone, Papa.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, that is very pretty.
Yeah.
And I just realized, yeah, she is kind of like country music princess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. 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 And she, you're right. She does know how to appeal to that younger generation and nails it. She does a great job with it.
And it's really good where she appeals to, you know, I like her songs too.
Yeah, for the CMAs, the only real miss probably was, well, first of all, I don't know how you didn't give George Strait the Lifetime Achievement Award, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, like we talked about yesterday.
Right.
That's
so weird.
That's always bizarre. They had only Texas artists singing George songs, which I thought, okay, I kind of get what you did there. But
yeah.
But also, the last song of the night, it's like, you are a music industry television show. To put on the Tom Petty thing with Dierks Bentley last, why'd you do that? You end with Ronnie Dunn and Jelly. Like, you don't want to follow that.
True, you don't want to follow that. I did think that the Dierks thing had just like a fun vibe to it at the end. Where
sure.
It was one of those where it was like, everybody knows the song.
Maybe that's what they're looking for, the upbeat. Woo!
Yeah, just the upbeat, fun. Hey, it was a great show. So I didn't mind that one, Jay. I thought it was, you know, okay. I don't know if you wanted to, man, if you ended on the Brooks and Dunn and
when half of the audience is bawling.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there were some tears.
Watching the male members of Little Big Town. I mean, literally bawling.
Yeah.
I was like, Jimmy's not okay, guys. Somebody put their arm around Jimmy. He's not good.
He might still be crying today.
I think he probably is.
Powerful song.
It is. Coyote Country. If you missed it, we got it for you here. It was well done on everybody's part last night.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my hands, I bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth of the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see.
Later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side,
the other side,
it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eyes. He said, I raised my hand.
Don't know the chapter or the verse,
but you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live,
this can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
And Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Betsy, you're our popcorn.
Kevin James.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, I am Jay and Kevin's popcorn.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congrats to Old Dominion winning a group of the year again last night, setting a record. I don't even know how many it is. A million, I think.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, they won. We had a chance to chat with them yesterday, or I should say it was maybe Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Talked to the boys from Old Dominion. We only had three microphones instead of four, so when they sat down, it was kind of just a rock, paper, scissors to see who got to sit out. Anyway, here's the interview with Old Dominion. Old Dominion, good to see you, fellas. Sorry, yep. Did you get your? You just wanted to sit this one out,
I'm
didn't
just,
you?
Like the executive producer.
Wow, what a great self-title!
He's
there.
Lording over us.
Yeah, really, no kidding.
Lord Tercy. If he doesn't like the answer, he'll just shake his head.
Yeah, no, he'll be like, no. "I told
smack
him
us in the back of the head."
I
yeah.
told him not try to again. Say that.
Ooh, with a finger wag. That's a good one.
First of all, how did the Mike Tyson picture come about?
We were playing Jimmy Kimmel. And he was a guest that night as well, so we got to
that's
say hey to him.
We challenged him to a fight for $20 million.
That's genius.
Yeah. He said, I've already got one going.
He's like, I don't need you guys. I'll whoop up on you guys. I'll beat every one of you. Was that cool, though? I mean, it had to be.
So cool.
I mean, it's weird how you just meet those kinds of people in those situations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you guys are a big deal. I mean, you're Old Dominion. And then also you see Mike Tyson, we're like, what?
Yeah, it is
funny when it's like a different level of celebrity. Because we do, you know, we meet a lot of celebrities.
Absolutely.
Then you meet one sometimes like Mike Tyson where you're like, oh my gosh, that's Mike Tyson. It sort of changes the
room. Like a real celebrity.
Yeah. That's cool to have that feeling, though, after you've met pretty much everybody that, you know, in your own industry and all that stuff. But then you cross into some different genre of something and you go, I'm kind of fanning on this.
My life is weird.
Yeah, right.
Moments.
So what's cooler, that type of moment, or I saw a video of you guys, this was a while ago, I guess, where you were with Laura and Elena at the airport, and a guy was singing your song.
Oh, yeah.
And was that a cooler moment, or was the
For
Mike
sure.
Tyson?
I feel like that's cooler. That's just cooler? Because there's you can kind of see the impact that you have, you know, kind of made with your music, and you see someone else that's out there playing your music that has no idea that you're standing right there.
That's so crazy. It's really fun. Is it awesome. Still cool to hear it on the radio? I mean, because sometimes all the new artists, you know, they'll post like, oh my god, this is the first time I've heard my song.
Oh, it's funny, like we always say this, and there's other people that say it too in this industry, and you've probably heard it, but you know, you release a song and the first time you hear it on the radio, somebody goes, oh, it sounds great on the radio. And the answer is, that's because it's on the radio.
Yeah. Funny how that works. Yeah, right. Although it's like, I mean, like for me, sometimes a song hits you different depending on where you are. For like sure. If I'm by myself and it's a rainy day like it is in Nashville today and you're hearing that song, like coming home, you go, bro, it just hits you different. It's just weirder. It puts you in a different mindset.
I mean, that's honestly how we try to choose songs is just, you know, we know it's a good song when it sort of does change your environment.
Yeah.
When you're listening to it and it kind of becomes a part of your world there for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I took a picture with you guys one time. You were on the Chesney tour in Seattle and we were up in one of those boxes, you know, or whatever it was. And we are having our back to the railing, you know, and we're way up there like that. And I never forget, Matthew, you were like, good Lord, this is way up, and this railing is very low. Like, I feel like we have our back to this, waiting to be just flipped over this thing.
Could have been over right there.
Oh, dude, I was feeling the same thing. I was so glad you said it. I'm like, dude, I'm not so sure I want to stand that close to that railing. I want to be that guy who ends up.
I used to not be scared of heights, but the older I got.
Plus falling off the ladder probably.
That didn't help.
That doesn't help.
Ladders are now forbidden forever.
Thank you.
They're making you guys go, but it's so good to see you guys, man. I know this was you guys don't have to do this stuff, and we appreciate that
We appreciate it. Thank you.
So thanks for getting up at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and
it was
6:30.
Yeah.
I was giving you the bed. He's like, 8? Who woke up at 8?
Yeah.
So it's good to see you guys. Thanks again for doing it. Appreciate
you. The Big 99.9.